fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here, our third hour. This is the Tuesday Morning Roundtable on Tuesday, the sixth day of December. The prep tip today is working in physical fitness, your aerobic strength, your anaerobic strength, and, of course, your stretching. Be sure you check with your healthcare professional before doing anything strenuous. We don't want to lose any listeners. We have with us this morning Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer. Jeff Nyquist, his website's jrnyquist.blog. I say again, jrnyquist.blog. His books are sold at Amazon. And Dave Hodges, his website is The Common Sense Show. I say again, The Common Sense Show. I'll do a segue here, gentlemen. Something that came up on my screen here. I was reading about a settlement. City of Minneapolis has been agreed to pay $600,000 to 12 rioters who were injured. Some suffered bruises from being hit by rubber bullets. All over the matter of George Floyd, who died of fentanyl poisoning. He had enough fentanyl in his bloodstream to kill more than 2 healthy adult males. And the city's burned before the second video was released. George Floyd, sitting in the back of a police cruiser, handcuffed, saying, "I can't breathe, I can't breathe." The officers probably thought, I don't know, probably thought that he was claustrophobic, and at his request, took him out of the police car, put him on the ground. The knee on the neck caused no harm. In fact, I had a video of a law enforcement martial arts instructor having his neck kneeled on by a really big guy with all his weight, and he could still talk in a normal voice, no problem whatsoever. But I noticed that the video of George Floyd sitting comfortably in the backseat of the cruiser saying, "I can't breathe, I can't breathe," was held back until the city's burned. Of course, we now know from the coroner's report that what killed George Floyd was fentanyl. He killed himself. He committed suicide. And we can talk about that, and let's get some response from Dave first regarding George Floyd dying because of his suicide with the fentanyl, sir.
Yeah, you know, I'm not sure what to think on this conclusively. I think, John, you're probably correct. And this is someone who had a long criminal history, and all of a sudden he's a hero. And that just is mind-boggling to me. He was a thug. And he didn't deserve to die, but he was a thug. And yet we honor him as a great American hero, a symbol of the resistance against white supremacy. It's just, it's absurd. But, you know, when white people are killed by people of other races, it never makes the headlines. Have you noticed that?
Rarely, right. Or if a person of color is shot by an officer of color, that's not newsworthy either.
No, it's not. And there's one other thing too, and I'm going to throw this in, and maybe everybody else would like to comment on it. Newsom in California has proposed now reparations for every descendant of slavery, totaling $233,000.
Well, I got a question, and it's probably going to be a panel setup, and that dollar amount is probably going to depend on how much slave DNA you've got, wouldn't you think?
I don't even know how the hell you prove it, seriously. With all the intermarriages we've had, interracial marriages, you know, it's like, so like, if you're 11%, do you get 11% of the 233,000? But, you know, the bad thing is, it's the citizens of California that have to pay for this tyranny.
Well, my oldest grandson is a Heinz 57. He's half white, one fourth Korean, and one fourth African American. He looks like a Mexican. Great kid, by the way.
So he'll roughly get about $50,000 if he moves to California.
I guess so. Yeah, I guess so. Leon, Leon and I talked about this the first hour a little bit about this reparations. You have any follow up on this, Leon?
Well, if I think about the fact that it seems like they want to have more people of the Democrat persuasion to move to California so they can capitalize on it. I assume that they're going to have a cutoff date and you had to live here by this time. So, but if they bring in more people, then that's going to help Newsom and his reelection and actually pursuit to the White House. And then, even Mike Adams talked about how, you know, they're commoditizing the humans. So are you 1/5 black, or like with the Dred Scott back, you know, you had a certain percentage, and so 3/4 of a human. And so, you know, we are stepping backwards. And, you know, if you want to talk about slave reparations, look at the IRS and the Fed. They have been stealing money in the form of inflation, you know, since 1913. And so, you know, we can give money to whomever we want. All they're trying to do is do another injection of money and increase money velocity, because they realize that this whole thing is about to collapse. So they're just throwing everything against the wall to make anything stick.
Jeff, you got any? Thank you, Leon. Jeff, you got any follow up on the reparations in California?
Well, it's communism to divide people racially. It's their strategy. If you go back to the 23rd conference of the Communist Party USA in 1983, they outlined all this, how this was going to work. They were going to promote the problems of it was black studies, Chicano studies, women's studies. They were going to make illegal aliens a big issue. It was all of these things that the Communist Party saw as opportunities, because they said in this conference that the class nature now of race and sex is now added to class, you know, because Marxism, the ideology is the have-nots rise up against the haves. So they've extended it from just the working class to people of color and women and so on, and to make a supermajority. And that's the basis of the Communist Party, and the Democratic Party, by the way, follows this Communist Party program 100% in the way it depicts everything. So you notice the governor of California is a Democrat, and he's following this policy. He's following, this is essentially comes from the communists. And of course, it's not just simply about taking money, but it's about dividing people. Because how can you get a supermajority if you're a communist? You tell people that they've been treated badly by people of another race, so you divide by race. You tell people of one sex they've been treated badly, so therefore you get them. You can carve a majority of voters out of that. You make them really mad at, you know, white males in particular, and property owners, and you get them behind the revolution, which is going to get them their justice. And then you promise them things like $220,000 or whatever that they're going to get as compensation for their skin color and for the history of the country. I mean, everything is individual, right? I mean, some people, I have had ancestors, I'm sure, that have been mistreated. It doesn't matter your color of your skin. There's people who are mistreated for all kinds of reasons besides skin color. But are we going to get compensated because my great-great-great-grandfather was treated badly by some other group? I don't think so. I don't think so. And it's a very peculiar thing to legislate on this basis.
I interrupt you, Jeff. Dave, can you moderate a little bit? I got a propane truck that's outside. I need to talk to this driver real quick.
Yeah.
And please, Jeff, please continue. I need to talk to this guy. Just take 2 or 3
minutes.
Don't
blow up the propane truck.
Hold on, Brad.
Okay. So anyway, yeah, it's coming from communism, and this is what we have to realize, is that this is a strategy that they use.
Well, it most certainly is, and they just invent convenient targets, though, and it's no secret that white people have become the new target. And it's interesting, too, as I talk to people who are non-white, the vast majority think this is just nonsense, and they're opposed to it, and they realize that two wrongs going back in history, two wrongs don't make a right. But this is what the Democrats do. It's about divide and conquer. So their nightmare is this, is that they already have a problem with Hispanic voters realizing that, gee, we're the rising entrepreneurial class in America, and yet all these policies of the Democrats work against our economic interests. And we need freedom to be able to be successful small businessmen. So they're flipping to the Republicans. Unfortunately, they're not doing much better because I alluded to who's controlling the Republican Party. And their worst nightmare is this, is that blacks are going to convert. And in fact, we just had the lowest black voter turnout in recent history. And they couldn't vote for the Republicans, obviously, but they don't believe in the Democrats, so they just didn't vote. But if they make a conversion and join forces with Hispanics and join forces with whites and other groups, this is their biggest nightmare. They stay in power, the Democrats do, in part because of their divide and conquer strategies. And they're beginning to lose their grip on this. And this is why I said earlier, they're in a race against time to totally get this country centralized in power and locked down.
Well, the originally the left was standing up for the working man, but the working man, you know, went and voted for Reagan in the 1980s. So they turned against their working men wasn't a suitable attitude anymore. So they expanded it to these other groups. And the thing is that, look, some of the most intelligent people in American politics are black conservatives like Thomas Sowell, like the Supreme Justice Clarence Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
And you talk about discriminated against, the kind of hate directed against, you know, it's like if you're black, you're supposed to be a leftist, right? And if you're not, what they, you know, you talk about prejudice. And it's all the communists are trying to corral people and make them vote for them. And so it's this ugly language, which is this reverse racism is racism. And so in the case of George Floyd, I wasn't there. I don't know what happened. You had a trial already. You had people examining the evidence. You had a massive rise in black people dying in automobile accidents, so much so that politicians, leftist politicians, were trying to claim that road signs and stuff were racist. Because evidently we have made things in a way that black people are going to have more accidents. But what happened after George Floyd's death, it turns out, is that police officers, who, of course, the majority of police officers are white, just like the majority in the country is white, they were scared to death to pull over a black motorist. So they just said, black guy speeding or breaking the traffic laws, forget about it. We don't want to touch that with a 10-foot pole, because what happens if there's an altercation? We could get in jail. You know, we could get accused of hurting the guy. What if the guy's on drugs? What if he's drunk and we have to tackle him or something? And what if something happens to him? All of a sudden, all the police officers are afraid. So what happened was that traffic laws weren't being enforced on black motorists because white cops were afraid to enforce them. And that's why the death rate and accidents was happening.
Well, it's scary too, Jeff, because of the fact that we look at police hesitancy, and now when you get to when do you have to employ lethal force to save lives, I wonder how many police officers are going to have their lives exterminated because of the fact that they were hesitant to fire on a black suspect that was threatening their life or someone in the public. And this is very concerning here, as we have totally compromised law enforcement. But it's not just a racial issue. Let me just quickly tell you the story of Phoenix and Police Chief Jerry Williams, the ex-police chief. Black female, keep this in mind, she was the police chief. And when the Antifa riots were going on across the country, she stopped it. Her police used rubber bullets when necessary, non-lethal force. No one died. The worst thing that happened, it got caught on TV, is a protester was throwing things at the cop, got hit with a beanbag in his private areas, and crumpled on the ground. Because of that, Merrick Garland sent the DOJ thugs to Phoenix, and they said, "You have violated the civil rights of Antifa." And the mayor of Phoenix, who was trained by Klaus Schwab in the Young Global Leaders Program, Kate Gallegos, she suspended Jerry Williams for a day, and now Jerry Williams, a black female, is no longer the police chief in Phoenix. This is how crazy it's gotten.
Yeah, see, that's it. If you don't follow this party line, and you are expected to because of the color of your skin, because you're black, they're going to come out down on you like a ton of bricks. It's even worse for conservative black people than it is for conservative white people. And it's pretty bad for us. I mean, I've basically been pushed out of two careers because I'm not just conservative. I'm anti-communist. That's what they don't really like. And when you got a police chief, you know, Antifa's communist. They're communists. So she's violating the rights of communists. Oh, that's the number one no-no. Because communists, what they want is enable them to trample over all of us. That's the revolution. And if we don't submit, they're furious. They're gonna do everything. They're gonna not leave any stone unturned to damage you if they know you're against communism.
Yeah.
Well, regardless,
Joseph
I'm back. The propane guy is under control.
Joseph McCarthy was blacklisted by history, as we know, Stan Evans' book of that title. If you really read it, you go, "Oh my gosh, all these things we thought about Joe McCarthy turned out not to be true." And it's like, wait a minute, they destroyed that man. And they'll destroy anybody. That's the main criteria. They will, if you are anti-communist, that's when you lose everything. That's when they really go after you.
Jeff, I'd like to ask Jeff a question along these lines here.
Please.
Because Jeff is the expert that I know, I mean, most foremost expert I've interviewed on Russian infiltration, what the defectors told us about what was coming. And of course, we know that they were into ideological subversion, infiltrating the media. And they said, we're going to take you down from the inside. Jeff, this thought occurred to me as you were talking. Do you think there's any chance that the Russians at the heart of their government are actually colluding with Democratic leadership to destroy America?
Oh, absolutely. No, that's exactly what's happening.
Wow.
If you go back, I wrote a piece that got put into a book a year or so back. I did a research project for a summer, I think summer of 2019. I wanted to examine the Obama presidency, because this was the presidency where Obama and Hillary Clinton and the gang were really helping Russia. They were always getting together with Putin and or Medvedev or Medved.
Hold that thought, Jeff. Hold that thought. We got a break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. You want the same equipment the Department of Defense uses to protect your car, your spouse's car, the car that youngster off to college. You can get it with a $50 discount on each piece of equipment at thelibertyman.com. This is Tuesday Morning Roundtable. With us, we have Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer, Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. Dave Hodges, his website's The Common Sense Show. And you were giving us a good response there, Jeff, when the break happened. Please continue.
Yeah. Well, it if you study the Obama administration, so you have Uranium One deal. We gave them, what, $3 billion to build their version of Silicon Valley. The Obama and the Democrats, they were helping Russia massively. You got to wonder why. That relationship, Obama, when he visited Moscow, in his first year as president, he had this famous breakfast with Putin where Putin lectured him for an hour straight, and he just sat there patiently taking it. And, you know, I researched this very carefully, and I found there was a there was that moment, you remember, where Obama was caught in Korea, South Korea, on camera, live camera, talking to Sergei Medved, the Russian president at the time. You know, tell Vladimir Putin that, you know, I just need to get elected one more time, and then I can, you know, I can give him what he wants in the negotiations, you know, the arms control agreement that was on the table at the time. And that was a huge turning point moment, because both the Russians and the Democratic rulers in America realized that they had exposure, that that little snippet in 2012, I think it was March of 2012, revealed that they were working closer together than they were. That was a big reveal right then.
It was. So you'll notice the hot mic incident.
Okay?
Absolutely. Yep. We hear you fine.
Yeah.
That was major. You're right, Jeff.
It was a major event. Now, you remember, look, you go back, you go through the election, and of course, Obama was running against the senator from Utah.
Mitt Romney,
thank you. And Mitt Romney said that Russia was an enemy, and he said, oh, you're living in the old Cold War. But it was not long after that that Obama draws this line in Syria against Russia and is threatening Russia's ally. And you will notice, and this is, the details are incredibly interesting, but Secretary of State Hillary Clinton had gone that, I believe it was August of 2012, to St. Petersburg with a huge staff of State Department officials. She was Secretary of State. And then she goes in this four-hour meeting with Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, 4 hours without a translator, no American witness. Nobody knows what they discussed. She comes out of that meeting. She won't even tell the U.S. ambassador, whose book about this I read. That's Michael McFaul. And he was mystified. And nobody knows but it was from that point on, you see this movement where they're all getting, now they're going to pose as anti-Russian, as if there was an agreement. The Russians said, look, you're getting exposed as our buddies. We got to change this dynamic. So it all changed. It all changed in the following year. And you had then when you had the next Secretary of State come in after Hillary Clinton left, he went to the Kremlin, had the 4-hour meeting without a translator with Sergei Lavrov. And I'm thinking, what's going on here? There are communications, secret talking between our democratic politicians and the top Russian leaders. And we don't know what's being said. And our policy, suddenly they're anti-Russian. Russians are against them. And then the next election in 2016, they accuse the Republican of being a Russian stooge. So you can practically trace this about face through this period from 2012 to 2016, to where then it gets written in stone. And there's a very interesting Chinese strategist who also kind of obliquely referred to this idea that America needs to have more than one enemy. And those enemies need to play different constituencies in the United States off against each other. And here we had an election in 2020 where Trump won't say bad things about Putin and Biden won't say bad things about Xi. Biden would say in the election, oh, the Chinese leaders are great people, right? So there is some kind of a game where they're trying to get one group of Americans to be pro-Russian conservatives and another to be more open to the Chinese.
You know,
this is a classic scissors strategy. They used this in the Indian subcontinent between India and Pakistan.
All right. That's a great comment there, Jeff. We have Steve Benoon with us now. We have a break. We'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Have you been looking for a trusted, long-term, storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. In Dixie's land, where I was born in early on the frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixie land. And I wish I was in Dixie. Hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land, I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Well, we're now joined by Steve Ben Noon. His website's IsraeliNewsLive.org. Here's what we'll do the rest of the show. We're going to give Steve 10 minutes to give his summary, and we'll be given each of our panelists will get about 3 minutes, beginning at in about 10 minutes to give their summaries. So, Steve Ben Noon, good morning, sir.
Good morning, John.
What you got for us?
So, well, everything's loaded, so I'll try to go real quick through this. situation real quick. I'm sure you guys have already been discussing Ukraine this morning, and I'd like
not
to
really.
Bring you up.
Not
no,
really.
Okay. Well, I'll bring you up to speed then on what's going on. We you guys already know that inside of Russia, Russia got hit with some missiles on their airfields there, caused considerable damage. And, of course they're saying Ukraine did this, and truth of the matter is, Ukraine does not have the technology, they don't have the capacity, the ability, nor the weapons that can cause the damage that was done. Russia is not oblivious to that either. They know that as well. I cannot go into how this was done, but I can basically let you know it was done in a way that caught Russia completely off guard. Russia did not anticipate that there would be a strike that deep within their territory, so therefore they did not have their defense system up to protect that particular incident. Now, the sad thing is, it appears to be, as crazy as this may sound, that NATO is really pushing to force Russia to strike us. And when I say that, because this is as conspiratorial as it may sound, this is the New World Order agenda. We stand in the way of that taking place. And so they're trying to push him into a corner to do it. And it was also stated that, you know, Putin knows the agenda. He knows that that's what they want. Now, of course, they, you know, there's some that believe that he's not for that, but I think he still knows his part. He'll play his part regardless. That being said, we have Russian nuclear capable submarines that are so close within striking distance of our country right now that that we could do practically nothing to stop a nuclear strike on this nation. Russia has upgraded the propulsion technology on their missiles, and we're not talking about supersonic missiles. We're talking about their regular type missiles they use in the subs for nuclear weapons, but they've upgraded the speed of it to where we can't shoot it down. So it's not supersonic, but it's faster than what we can knock out of the air. And so that's another grave concern that we're dealing with right now, is that we may very well or could possibly potentially face a strike if Russia's pushed back enough into a corner. And of course, as it was stated this morning, is that the fact that we struck so deeply into Russian territory, this is not just any casual thing. This is definitely going to be perceived by Russia as a major aggression against the sovereignty of Russia as well. and of course, I say these things, this is not in favor of Russia, but it's just stating the facts of what we're dealing with right now. And I need to get, oh, here's my glasses. I'm trying to look at some of these notes here. So at any way there, we're dealing with that. And they believe that not only do they want Russia to cripple the United States because we are an armed nation, as it was put, you know, we have all the hillbillies in America that are all armed to the teeth. So therefore, we pose a threat for a one world government. But he said, too, he said, you're not just facing the fact that the U.S. is a threat to that. Even Russia have to be taken down. And so I asked, I said, well, if you take down America through some type of catastrophic nuclear strikes, I said, then how are you planning on taking down Russia? I said, what country do they have that's going to do that? Well, there's two things that are going on in that arena there. They said, one, they will totally cripple Russia with NATO economically, with all the NATO countries. And China has been promised a great deal to go along with this program in exchange for their cooperation against Russia as well when it comes to the economic embargoes that they will place on Russia. Now, I kind of knew this already because I know that people in the Mossad had told me a few years back, don't speak against China, they're going to be the next world superpower. So I brought that issue up at the meeting there, and they said, well, that would be true, they said, because basically they've been promised a lot of different territories in exchange for their cooperation. They have been promised to be the police force that they would use in the New World Order. And of course, this is the reason why we see China's presence in Iraq and Syria as well, which a lot of people are not even aware that China has troops on the ground in both nations and have been in multiple skirmishes there, getting their own practice in as they move across the Middle East, because they will be given, they will take the hegemony away from the U.S. and it'll be replaced with China, both in the Middle East, the Far East, and in Africa, which of course Russia's contending for Africa as well. That, John, and there's one other thing I'll quickly, just let me know if I get too close.
You got 5 minutes. No, you got 5 minutes.
All right, there. So the other thing is that I guess you guys already know about the avian flu. They're going to be using that to be able to remove a lot of the chickens from the shells there. I'm not going to get into the crazy things that we talked about, John, but baby formula cat food are going to be two things that are going to totally disappear from store shelves come the end of the year. Antibiotics also, amoxicillin and lignin are going to become very difficult to come by. And oddly enough, only the wealthy will have access to these things. I've also been blueberries, strawberries, potatoes, and they're blaming, they're going to say that there is a blight in the crop of potatoes, so they have to remove that. They're planning on removing beef and chicken. And they've actually today, they've already started the slaughtering of the chickens early. And as the way it was put to me, you cannot help but realize this is an agenda when you see all these things coming. And as it was put, it's almost like it's a dark force in behind the scenes that is creating all these scenarios that we're facing and that we're going to face to bring down this nation and to bring the entire globe into submission for their very demonic agenda. So I'll pause right there, John, because other things would take way too long to get into.
Okay, well, we'll begin our summaries early. We'll start with we have 3 minutes each, gentlemen, since there's so many of us. And we'll start with Leon, go to Jeff and Dave, and we'll wrap up with Steve giving his summary. 3 minutes, Leon. Your turn, sir.
Yes, sir. We talk about preparedness and, you know, and how Steve is talking about the avian flu and, you know, culling the herd. You know, we've already seen them, you know, kill massive, over 6 million chickens here in America already alone, and the attack on the production facilities. Over 100 places have been hit with numerous arsons and planes and things of that nature. So if you see these things and you see the big picture, if you don't have a homestead or a farm yet, or even a garden, now is the time to get started. You can get started on the spring farm already. I have garlic right now. I planted a month ago, so I have production going year round, and so it's. Am I still there?
Yeah. Well, we dropped.
I'm sorry.
Please continue.
Yeah, so you already know that they want to attack your food and they want you to eat insects and lab grown meat. So now's the time to do it. We can't just keep kicking the can down the road. You have to start doing the canning and the production now. Get your garden, get the seeds, get the tools now, because the prices are just going up. You already see fertilizers going through the roof. It's gone up 60%, you know, commercially, and it's going to go up much higher in the next year. So it is crucial that you get started, get with people and work together and get things in bulk. I buy it by the pallet. Use it with the military discount. I do everything I can work with my MAG group to get going because, you know, we're running out of time and people think that we have plenty of time, and that's not the case. With what they want to do with the journalism, take off the alternative news. I mean, a lot of us will be silenced very soon. So It is crucial people get started now, and I'll yield my rest of my time to Steve.
Okay. Go ahead, Steve. Well, Steve's on hold. I think we had Jeff next in line for his summary. Go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, I should comment on Ukraine because we didn't talk about it.
Right.
It's a bit of a mystery what happened to the Ingalls base, and it is 600 kilometers from Ukrainian territory. So, if it is not completely impossible that the Ukrainians have developed missiles, because after all, some of the biggest missile factories making ICBMs in the Soviet Union were in Ukraine, and some of their best engineers were Ukrainians. And so it's very possible they could have cobbled something together for the last several months to strike back with, since they do have the engineers, they do have the wherewithal, and it is possible. So I wouldn't rule it out. Of course, we don't know exactly what happened. I talked to some people who had some satellite, direct satellite examination of that Russian base. And one of the buildings was on fire. There was no damage to the runway. And one of the aircraft was damaged. So what is that? We don't know. There was no evidence that they could see of a missile strike per se, you know, with the blast crater or whatever. So it's a little bit of a mystery. And of course, you know, sabotage is possible. You know, you can get sabotage teams in a country. And as far as it being, you know, escalating the war, Ukraine is receiving, you know, sometimes up to 100 missile or drone strikes a day. And they're being battered by Russia. You mean it's the end of the world if the Russians take one or two shots in return from Ukrainian missiles? It's kind of funny that a country can invade another country and it's just not allowed that they can't. Imagine a boxing match where one boxer is allowed to hit the other one and the other one is only allowed to defend. He can't land any blows. So it's kind of a peculiar war. If we're going to put those kind of demands, we're going to cut off Ukraine if they actually defend themselves. This is the problem with a war like this. We fought the Vietnam War that way. We ended up fighting the Korean War that way. And you know, what was it? MacArthur said you can't bomb half a bridge. So it's kind of a funny thing. We're only allowed to fight on the Ukrainian side of the line. Ukraine's going to be defeated if they can't strike back and the Russians can just bomb them all they like. So my guess is the Ukrainians want to strike back, like the attack on the bridge, the bomb blast on the Kerch Strait Bridge. There's going to be more Ukrainian strikes back at Russia. So, you know, the Russians, they have vulnerabilities too. Probably the Ukrainians will limit their attacks to strategic things that really matter to them because they don't have the resources to do what the Russians are doing. That's my commentary.
Okay, thank you. Dave, your summary, please. 3 minutes.
Well, I want to go back and address something that Jeff brought up with American collusion at certain levels with Russian goals and desires that match the globalists that want to take us down. At the same time that Hillary Clinton was yelling, Russia, 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 she was engaged in Uranium One. And I didn't break the story. The New York Times broke it, and then it was like had a whole holy crap moment, and they had to pull it back. And I jumped into it, and it was so bad, John and audience, that I found two documents that supported the fact that Hillary was indeed supplying uranium to the Russians. In fact, Mueller, who conducted the investigation on Trump's Russian collusion, was actually the delivery agent, according to the Rostov memo and according to a State Department memo that was unscribed and then got scrubbed. But I have the hard copy. So it is interesting what Jeff said. Things started to click for me as he was speaking, and I go, that's right on the money. We have definite collusion and treason at the upper levels of our government. I know some people who are really in the know go, duh, Dave, but the average person is unaware of this. So I would say that's a takeaway. And then I think also, too, what people should take away from this is that you're being betrayed by the leaders of the political parties. They both work for the same people. They all took FTX money, $39 million to Democrats and a smaller amount to Republican rhinos that had capitulated. And so, therefore, the odds are stacked against us. And I would say we stay active, but you better start learning how to adapt. And the advice you're hearing on this show and other shows, you need things like food, water, guns, gold, ammo, natural medicine, and tools as just a starter. You better adapt and try to get outside the system as much as you can, because the system will swallow you up. And that's my comment.
Okay, thank you. Steve, your summary, please.
Yes. Kind of going back real quick, I'll just touch again on this issue with Ukraine. And that is that, you know, what I said to you about what actually happened over there, you know, I can appreciate what Jeff would say. Yes, they did have the missile technology there at one time. But I'm not telling you on something that is like a fantasy tale. It's the facts. And I agree with Jeff, though. You know, Ukraine does have a right to defend itself, and they are dealing with a superpower that's in there. But we have to remember, too, what started this, and that's not what the mainstream media wanted you to know either, and that is Ukraine had massed the troops with our help as well to take Luhansk and Donetsk down. Russia knew about it. And what Russia did is Russia went in there to try to stop it before they went in there and slaughtered those people there. And, you know, I've got good friends in Ukraine on both sides of this conflict. And unfortunately, they will tell you about all the people that are dying as a result of Ukrainian troops firing on their own people.
Hold on. Hold on, Steve. We'll wrap up your comment after the break. We'll be right back.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer, 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They got to be tired, the Revs. They got to be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're going to sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, yes, sir.
All right, we're back. Let's continue, Steve, with your summary, please.
So at any rate, there, one of the things, you know, and of course, to me, it's tragic to, period, that we have war, no matter, because it's people suffer on both sides. But I wanted to share with the listeners real quick a message I just received out of the western side of Ukraine. And he was saying to me that the police were going to the apartment buildings. And this, now keep in mind, this is west of Kiev. And they were forcing their way into every single apartment, and they were searching the apartments. They were searching the smartphones of the people. They were going through their phones. They were checking their call logs, their telegrams, chats, anything that they had whatsoever. He expressed to me that his phone was clean, but the tutor of the home that he was there for his child, they found calls that were logged to Russian numbers. And immediately, you know, she came into the most horrendous scrutiny, confiscating her phone, photographing everything. Then they asked if they knew of any local religious organizations or people who support believers, that is, Christians who support Russia, and that they had to turn those people in if that was done. And, you know, I mean, I come from a Jewish background, John. I had extended family died in Auschwitz, Birkenau, Dachau, all three of those camps there. And when I see things like that, I mean, it just reminds me all over of what happened in Nazi Germany to the Jewish people. It wasn't just Jewish people alone, but what he was doing. And so it's very troubling to hear things like that.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, is that your summary then, Steve?
Yeah, that, I think that wraps it up. I concur with Leon, though. You know, people and Dave as well. You know, stock up. You need to get prepared, because we're, and I didn't even go into the other issues. You're going to be in a very rough ride this coming year, from what I understand.
Right, right. Well, our private conversations certainly tell me that. Well, gentlemen, Leon, Steve, Jeff, Dave, it's been an interesting 2 hours, to say the least. And I want to thank all of you for being with us. And the Susan Brenner Roundtable has evolved into something that I hoped it would. And we're getting a lot of good reviews and getting a lot of great information here. I want to thank all four of you gentlemen for joining us on these Tuesday mornings. And we'll wrap it up. Thank you, gentlemen. Okay. Looks like everybody's on mute, except Dave.
Thank you, John.
Well, tomorrow we'll have Professor McCanny with us. We'll have Jeff gets a second hour. And Thursday we'll have Dr. Horowitz. We never know what direction we'll go with Dr. Horowitz. Let's see, this coming Friday, looks like, who will we have this coming Friday? It looks like be the... The 9th, we'll have Dr. Huff with us, Dr. Huff, wrapping up our week. Well, I agree with all these men. We need to be prepared. That's it for the day. Get medical supplies, your energy, cleaning, essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless my beautiful county of Crawford County, Missouri, my large, beautiful state of Missouri. God bless this large, beautiful, productive state of Texas. And Lord, please bless the United States of America.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.